Dontari Poe played 80-some snaps the other night. Didn't have, looked like one of his better games. I mean, you guys rethinking maybe what you do with him in terms of how much you use him?
Yeah, I mean, we probably should rotate a little more in there, but, there's a lot of things happening in that game, you know. We didn't do a good job getting off the field in the first half, you know, on third down, you know, and that you know, puts us in a little different situation, you know. So the way the game is going is important too, you know, because, you know, you, as you well know, we got to get them stopped. We got to get some plays and that. So, but we probably, looking back on it, we probably could have rotated him a little more in there.
You feel like he's wearing down at all?
No.
No. Bob, why such a disparity between how good you are against the pass versus how not so good you are against the run?
I think, you know, I mean, there's a lot of factors in there, and a lot of things happen in games. From one, you have to look at a total game, you know, I mean, both sides of the ball, what's happening. You know, I think, I remember Denver's 45 rushes, Oakland's 31 or 32, and I think Seattle was 35 or 7. I can't remember the exact number. So you have some factors in there that are going to happen. And just like, you know, any of these games, Denver, you're defending a lot of different elements here that are going on, you know. So one of the key parts of when you play a Denver and you're, you know, they're making you play, let's say, honest, you know, you got to play both run and pass equally. Then one of the key elements is just what I mentioned, is you got to get off on third down. And we had them in some great, from our standpoint, great third down situations in the first half. I mean, they weren't all third and twos or threes. I mean, they were third and six, third and eight. They had very few third and above third and six going into our game. And I think in our game we had, I'm going to throw a number out there, maybe seven or eight that were 8 yards or greater. You know, so to me, if you want to help your run defense, get off the field. Don't stay out there, because every time you stay out there, then the sequence starts over. It's first down, second down, whatever. That's when you can run. And so you just it takes a lot of that. And that's not to say, and we know, we've got to improve our technique first and foremost. That's a key element in it. Second thing we got to do is we got to keep emphasizing our tackling. You know, so those are all big things that have got to happen that are, you know, not real sexy, but that's the truth of it. That's how you get better at all this stuff. Well, I don't care whether you're covering or whatever. You got to do it with your technique, you know, and that's how you got to play this game. And then, you know, the tackling, that what it does is just increases the yards, and maybe instead of being second down and six or second and seven, now it's second and three or third and three or third and two, whatever it is. So that all plays a huge factor in it, you know.
Tom said something yesterday to the effect of guys are worried about rushing the passer before they're worried about stopping the run. Are you finding that to be the case?
Not the ones that I'm concerned about. I wish it was that simple, because we could solve that problem easy. But, no, I mean, that happens sometimes on a down and distance or a formation that'll say to you, hey, go rush the passer more, you know, and you want to be able to do that. You don't want to be held to your call every play if you got indicators that are saying otherwise. I mean, that's why you do all your scouting reports, why the players do all their film study, all those things. So you want to be aware of that. But I really think, like I say, I wish it was the other way. Now, if it's anything else, like, hey, from an emphasis standpoint, then, yeah, that's, you know, we need to emphasize it, just like I say, the technique part of it better.
Tackling
season high 15 missed tackles. And can you just explain why tackling can fluctuate, the quality of it, and these?
Well, I think, you know, there's several factors. I mean, you know, one, you know, the more stout you are up front, the less the ball comes through fast. Okay, and when it doesn't come through fast, usually you can get in pretty good position to tackle. Sometimes when a ball, you know, hits a crack in there and hits into the secondary or into the second level, I really should say, then people are, you're just barely coming off a block and you got to make a play. Because to me, like, tackling is always about, you know, knowing how to enter a tackle. So you're trying to judge, you know, where the ball carrier is, what kind of speed he has, or receiver, whoever it may be, and then how am I going to enter this tackle? Because if I don't enter it properly, I'm going to have a hard time tackling. That's the first part. The second part is understanding where's my help at, you know, when I tackle. Because I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be in many situations where it's just me. Whether I want to know, can I use the sideline? Can I use my next guy coming in here? And I got to be able to process, you know, all that information that's happening as a play comes out. That's why I say the stronger the wall is up front and the longer it takes to get to that next level, I think the easier it is for the second level players, the linebackers and DBs, to know how to fit those tackles up properly.
Working on the technique, mm-hmm. working on the tackling. Is that at least a small part of the reason why you guys went full pads outside yesterday?
I mean, we were really into the technique part of it, of anything. I mean, the tackling, we don't tackle live in...
Oh, no thud yet, sir.
No, not in practice. We never tackle, and I don't think anybody in the league does. So, you know, you just don't have enough players to do that. But, I mean, you can come and do everything else but tackle. I mean, and that's the, I think, the challenge for any player. And it really does, this part doesn't matter whether you're in pads or not, to put yourself in a position that when you watch that video, you know, I could have made that play. You know, not like we say, not the flybys or the reach out. No, you got to get your knees bent. You got to get in position that you can demonstrate, most important of all, to yourself, that I'm in position. Because each of these are, to me, like you're acquiring knowledge, you know, like how to make these plays. And the more you play, the better you should be. And that's why you want to take advantage. And I talk to our scout team guys all the time about the same thing. Hey, this is your chance to improve yourself right here. You know, don't let it go away. You got to do whatever that card says, but when that ball comes out, just finish. Let us see what you can do.
Bob, was it easier to learn and get better at gap discipline 20 years ago when you guys could hit more than now? I mean, because you just get to practice more and more, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, if that would be the case, everybody would be not as well good as they'd like to be in run defense. You know what I'm saying? There's some teams that are playing pretty good run defense, and they're in the same rules that we're under. So I don't really look at it like that. I mean, you know, obviously any defensive coach would love more contact, more of that. But, I mean, these are the rules. These are what we're playing. And there's no reason we can't be better in run defense with these rules. They're fine, you know.
It seemed like in the Sunday night game, Denver's offensive line was able to get to the second level, cut off your linebackers, so there wasn't any help for mm-hmm. a guy who maybe had a spot. There was nobody coming around. Was that a problem?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you're playing the zone teams, you know, they're gonna have ability to get to that next level. I mean, you try to slow them down, but most people tell you that if you want to go flat enough in a zone scheme, it's gonna be hard for a D lineman to keep a offensive lineman off a linebacker. I mean, you just physically, you can't do it. Because the worst thing you can do is be a lateral playing team. You don't want to be a lateral playing team. You want to be a penetrating team, and you want to come across through a man. So I think that's it. And then, you know, as a linebacker, I got to know how to deal with blockers, you know. I got to be able to get off blocks just like a D lineman does. I got to be able to stun him, be able to use my hands, escape, and go like that. So it's a combination, you know, of all those things. And, you know, if it would be just one thing, it'd probably be a lot easier to address and fix. But it's really, that's why I say, like, and I think our guys know this, hey, it's technique. You gotta bear down and work on your technique and fundamentals every day, you know. You know, the challenge, like you're talking about, is when, you know, you don't have pads, you can't let your technique suffer, and because it'll suffer, you know. It's not the same when a guy has pads. You know he's coming off and getting you know when there's no pads, he can't come off as hard. But, you know, like we say, we got to set the tempo on defense. That initial part of that charge has got to be exactly the same. Our hand placement's got to be the same, and all that, you know, we got to be able to do. That's how it is in the NFL. And I mean, I've been on good run defensive teams, and we practice the same way and had the same rules. And you know, so you got to improve your technique. There's no escaping that. You know, that's just the truth of it, and, you know, we got to do it. And tackling and get your tail off the field on third down will help all the causes.
Joe Mays, man, I remember, you know, he keeps saying he's got to work his way back, and I think Randy talked about
the wrist thing. Like he's got to get over that fully. I mean, is he?
He's close. Okay. He's pretty close. Yeah. Okay. You know.
What about D Ford? Is he making progress? I mean.
Yeah, I think he's getting better. He's had two really good weeks of practice, and I think we all have high hopes for him. I think he's pointing in the right direction right now.
When you say good weeks of practice, like recognition, like play recognition, like run recognition, that's kind of stuff he's improved at too?
Yeah, and I mean all the things of practice, you know. I mean whether it's run, rush, you know. So yeah, I think he's made a significant improvement here in the last couple of weeks.
What does Arizona do offensively? I mean, would that be without Ellington this week? Larry Fitzgerald's been banged up. What do you have to, I guess, worry about, if you will?
Well, I'm willing to bet that Ellington's there. So I think he's going to play, and I bet Fitzgerald's playing. So, I mean, they haven't changed what they do since Coach has been at Pittsburgh when he was at Indy. They're going to run their same offense, and they're going to plug a guy in no matter what they're doing there. And they have not changed a bit in run-pass percentages when Carson went out with his injury. So I don't think there's going to be a big change philosophically or an approach in what they do. You know, they have their staples that he's had, you know, every place he's been. I don't think he's the kind of guy that just, you know, chucks him out the window. He's going to keep going. You know, he has a strong belief in what he does and the way he approaches offensive football, and has been very, you know, Bruce has been very successful as an offensive coach wherever he's been, you know. And so I don't think it'll be. So we're right back in the same thing. I mean, you know, they got some really good receivers. They got a couple different tight ends that play there. The back is a legitimate guy. I mean, if he plays and he's healthy, because he's a real threat in the passing game, and is a really good running back. So I just see them moving, and you know, like any of these, most of these teams, you know, when they have a system, they plug a guy in and they roll.
One more thing on the tackling. Mm-hmm. C.J. Anderson's not a household name, but mm-hmm. how many of the issues do you think were specific to what Denver does and how good C.J. Anderson looks to be?
Well, I think C.J. Anderson's a good back. Those are hard to quantify, like what causes what. But, one of the things that when you're dealing with Denver, like I say, is that your focus is pretty wide. You know, there's a lot of issues going on at once out there. So he's just one of many parts that you have to address and deal with, you know. So I would probably say a combination of all those things.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Yes, sir.
Is